You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Now, if there's one industry that says holidays more than any other, it's got to be toys. According to the market research group NPD, the toy industry is doing pretty well. Sales grew by 3% in the first half of 2017, and that's before you get to the holiday retail season. But the question is becoming less whether we're buying toys, but where we're buying them. Amazon, Walmart, your local neighborhood toy store, perhaps?
This is a classic toy store. The kind of toys and games you remember from your childhood. And that would be if you're a grandma looking back to that childhood, or, you know, those of us who grew up in the 70s and 80s. And even some 90s kids are going to find some cool things here.
That's Christine Johnson, the owner of Miracle Mile Toy Hall. It's an independent toy store in Los Angeles.
I mean, we do double our business in November and December. So that's quite a big chunk of our yearly.
Johnson opened the toy hall in 2013, and she feels, for the most part, it's doing pretty well. They recently moved to a bigger space, more centrally located. The business is now profitable, which all might sound a little odd given the woes plaguing brick-and-mortar stores, woes often blamed on Amazon and e-commerce. After all, earlier this year, we saw...
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Now facing a very grown-up problem, filing for bankruptcy and $5 billion in long-term debt.
Toys R Us filing for bankruptcy.
Can you believe that?
So what? Just ahead of the holiday rush, as you mentioned, Toys R Us did file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy late last night.
So are we living in a retail landscape where a small independent store like Christine Johnson's has better lasting power than Toys R Us? According to Jonathan DiCarlo, production manager at the market research firm Ibis World, the answer is yes. E-commerce is simply more damaging to large toy stores.
E-commerce is actually causing larger toy stores to decline. This is due to the fact that they're able to undercut larger toy stores offering even lower selling prices.
According to DiCarlo, in the past, big chains like Toys R Us could use their size to negotiate better deals with toy suppliers, and this let them sell at cheaper prices. Then
Amazon comes along and just is able to discount toys even further than that. So it was only a matter of time if they're just competing in terms of price against Amazon. They weren't going to last as is.
But because of their size, most independent stores can't participate in a price war anyway, which, according to DiCarlo, makes them well adapted to surviving e-commerce.
We notice that with independent toy stores, they opt to compete on the basis of quality rather than price. Basically, what that means is by specializing in the sale of higher-end premium toys, these companies can actually justify higher selling prices that boost their revenue and also preserves their margins.
Back in the Miracle Mile Toy Hall, owner Christine Johnson partially agrees.
Yeah, a lot of people would ask, especially in the beginning, how do you feel about Amazon being your biggest competitor? And I would always say, they're not. They're not my biggest competitor. I don't compete with online. I just don't. I'm a brick and mortar store. Maybe I'm competing with the toy store in the next neighborhood over, but we've never really thought of ourselves as competing with online sales. You just can't. We have to do our own thing.
But where she disagrees with DiCarlo is on selling premium toys for higher prices. Johnson has found that, no, she can't compete with larger stores just by stocking better toys. It's not that simple.
I went to another store in the area, a chain store, and I almost cried in the aisles because I saw a number of things that I had picked out for my store that I thought were so special. And I realized you actually can't compete as well on that playing level. I mean, they have buyers going out just like me looking for unique items.
Instead, Johnson has doubled down on making her toy store a multi-purpose space. In her new location, she has the room to host puppet shows, booster events, even book signings. She wants the toy store to be a bit more about people than products. And for now, that plan is keeping her afloat.
I think we're making it every year. We're making it. Just barely, but we're making it, yeah.
This story was produced by Sean McHenry.